The perfect couple, Jack and Gabe Cross, are more than just husband and wife. They're professional partners in the morally ambiguous world of cybersecurity. Jack specializes in physical penetration testing, breaking into buildings to expose vulnerabilities, while Gabe hunts for bugs in software code. Their complementary skills make them unstoppable until they're stopped in the most permanent way possible. After a routine job goes sideways, Jack spends a night in police custody for trespassing. Upon release, she returns home to find Gabe brutally murdered, throat cut, blood pooled around his body, noise-canceling headphones still in place. He never heard his killer coming. In an instant, Jack's world implodes. The husband she adores, her professional partner, her best friend, gone in what appears to be a calculated hit. But grief quickly gives way to suspicion as Detective Sergeant Habiba Malik begins questioning Jack with increasing intensity. Timeline discrepancies, lack of alibi, and the uncomfortable truth that spouses are always the first suspects transform Jack from grieving widow to prime suspect. When police caution her during a second interview, suggesting arrest is imminent, Jack makes a fateful decision that will change everything. Jack flees the police station, transforming from grieving widow to fugitive. Cut off from her digital tools, she must rely on skills from both her professional life and troubled past. Her distinctive red hair makes her easily spotted on CCTV, so she bleaches it blonde. She adopts disguises, including a fake pregnancy bump, and revives shoplifting skills from her youth for necessities. These actions reveal Jack's resourcefulness and moral complexity. She'll commit minor offenses to pursue justice for Gabe. Moving through London and into the countryside, Jack navigates pervasive digital surveillance, while ironically disconnected from the technology that would normally help her. A worsening infected puncture wound from her escape adds urgency to her investigation. The kindness of strangers becomes her lifeline, Lucius paying for her hostel room, Bill giving her a ride despite recognizing her from the news. These human connections provide brief respites and suggest that while technology can be compromised, human decency remains a potential salvation. Following digital clues, Jack uncovers a disturbing conspiracy. The first lead comes from an email about a life insurance policy supposedly taken out by Gabe before his death, something Jack knew nothing about. Did Gabe create this policy secretly, or did someone else use his identity? With help from Cole Garrick, Gabe's friend and Cerberus security colleague, Jack establishes secure communications and finds shelter in Cole's girlfriend's remote cottage. These actions make Cole appear to be Jack's most trustworthy ally. The investigation shifts when Jack breaks into SunSmile Insurance and finds a recorded call of someone posing as Gabe to set up the policy. After careful listening, she recognizes Cole's voice, a devastating betrayal by someone they deeply trusted. Jack's breakthrough comes when she accesses Gabe's cloud backup and discovers an unsubmitted folder containing code for Cerberus's security apps Watchdog and PuppyDog. Gabe's notes reveal he had found a zero-day exploit that remained unpatched. Most damning is a note showing Gabe planned to discuss PuppyDog concerns with Cole the day before his murder. Zero Days explores the ethical battleground of digital security through Gabe Cross, a principled white hat hacker who died for his values. His discovery of a zero-day exploit, an unknown software vulnerability in Cerberus's security products, presented a dilemma that cost him his life. Jack's investigation reveals that Cole had accepted money to build backdoors into Cerberus products, enabling foreign surveillance. When Gabe planned to report this compromise, Cole arranged his murder to prevent exposure. The contrast between Gabe and Cole represents principle versus profit in tech. While Cole climbed the corporate ladder by compromising ethics, Gabe maintained integrity despite lucrative offers. Jack ultimately honors Gabe's ethics by making the zero-day exploit public through social media, alerting the cybersecurity community rather than seeking personal revenge. Throughout Zero Days, betrayal emerges as a central theme in both personal relationships and digital systems. The novel explores how trust creates vulnerabilities that can be exploited with devastating consequences. Cole Garrick's betrayal operates on multiple levels, betraying his friendship with Gabe, his professional ethics at Cerberus, and the trust of all users. When confronted, his justification is pathetically self-serving. "They were going to kill me. I chose me over Gabe." This personal betrayal mirrors the technological one. The back doors Cole inserted into Cerberus products represent a fundamental breach between a security company and its users. That the compromised software includes Puppy Dog, designed to protect children, makes this betrayal especially egregious. Jack also faces betrayal from institutions meant to protect her. Police initially view her as a suspect rather than a victim, while her ex-boyfriend Jeff, an officer, abused his position to harass her after their breakup. Even digital communication proves untrustworthy when Jack discovers Cole has been impersonating her sister Helena in messages, underscoring how technology can betray our most basic trust. Despite its technological focus, Zero Days ultimately affirms the irreplaceable value of human connection and intuition. Throughout Jack's investigation, human factors often provide crucial breakthroughs where technical expertise falls short. Jack's success as a penetration tester stems from her understanding of human psychology, not just technical knowledge. She exploits human tendencies, like someone holding a door for an apparently injured woman, to bypass sophisticated security systems. This social engineering reveals how human behavior creates vulnerabilities technology cannot address. Throughout her ordeal, strangers who choose compassion over suspicion provide Jack with both practical assistance and emotional support during her darkest moments. The novel demonstrates how technology cannot replace human intuition. Jack recognizes Cole's voice through her familiarity with his speech patterns, not technical analysis. Similarly, her sister Helena immediately detects something wrong when Cole impersonates Jack in their messages, highlighting the power of human connection. 1 year after Gabe's murder, Jack has found resolution while raising his daughter, a pregnancy she discovered during her investigation. She's returned to penetration testing, reclaiming her professional identity while honoring Gabe's legacy. Cole died by hanging in jail, a conclusion Jack finds hollow, knowing the shadowy organizations behind him might never truly face consequences, reflecting the reality of digital crimes where complete justice often remains elusive. The novel concludes with Jack hearing "This Must Be the Place" on the radio, both her wedding song with Gabe and the tune Cole whistled at the cottage. This dual association represents Jack's new reality, memories of Gabe forever intertwined with the betrayal that took him. Yet, arriving home to her daughter's cries, Jack finds purpose. "I was home, exactly where I wanted to be." Through Jack's evolution from grieving widow to determined investigator to protective mother, Zero Days affirms that even in our digital world, human connections define and sustain us. The Zero Days of vulnerability can never be eliminated completely, but they can be patched with courage, principle, and love.